The House could vote in the next few hours. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Saving lives and livelihoods and giving people hope for the future.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi hailing the COVID financial aid bill. Fox's Jared Halpern is live at the Capitol.
The sweeping coronavirus relief measure provides $1,400 payments for most individuals, extends unemployment benefits into early September, and expands nutrition assistance. But unlike previous COVID spending measures, this will not win bipartisan support. Not a single Republican has supported the American Rescue Plan. Republicans say the $1.9 trillion bill is loaded with non-pandemic spending and isn't necessary to reopen businesses and schools. The White House insists Republicans outside of Congress do support the initiative, which also provides $350 billion to states, tribal, and local governments to cover lost revenue. Dave.
And Jared, Republican Congressman Dan Crenshaw tells Fox,
if this is really as popular as the Democrats say it is, we're in a lot of trouble as a country. It means that we have fully given in to this notion that we should be bribed by our government for false promises.
Now, he's from Texas, and starting today, they're unmasked there. The governor's order to wear them lifted, and this man in McKinney is happy.
Here in Texas, we probably closed down a little too tight.
Well, some businesses and stores will still require people to wear masks. President Biden wants us all to still put them on. The president's ordered the government to get 100 million more doses of Johnson & Johnson's one-shot COVID vaccine. About 18% of American adults have gotten at least one dose of a vaccine so far. The FBI has put out new video of a suspect still wanted in a deadly Capitol attack. Whoever placed pipe bombs that never went off.
The bombs that night placed on a park bench near the Democratic National Committee off South Capitol Street and in an alley behind the Republican National Committee on First Street, just minutes apart.
That's Evan Lambert with Fox 5 in D.C. America's listening to Fox News.
Cleanliness and safety are essential to the success of any business. That's why Cintas has introduced our Total Clean program, a one-of-a-kind service that includes scheduled deliveries of essential cleaning supplies, hygienically cleaned uniforms, and on-site sanitizer and disinfectant services to help eliminate germs. Learn what the Cintas Total Clean program can do for you.
Oh, I'm ready!
Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
Heard the good news about COVID-19 vaccines? They're here. But you can do more than wait for your turn. Here's how. Stay at least 6 feet away from folks you don't live with. And it's risky to be indoors with them, too. And masks? Well, they protect both the person wearing them and the folks around them. Wear a mask, watch your distance, and make a big difference now.
Learn more about vaccines at cdc.gov/coronavirus. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Truckmates, Yuma's Fix Up, your pickup truck store, is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard, industry-leading quality, and trend-setting design that protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truckmates is also your Line-X spray-in bed liner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bed liners, with nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bed liners and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspension, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessory for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bed liners, and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates in its brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
Long sleeves, lightweight jacket, you just might need it. If not today, the next couple of days, because temperatures are getting cooler. Sunny breezy at 69 today. A few showers tomorrow, 63 the high. As a business owner, time is your most valuable resource. That's why Indeed has Instant Match. Post a sponsored job, and Indeed instantly searches millions of resumes in their database to deliver candidates who best fit your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, serving Arizona for over 20 years. The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I am Kimberly Kale, Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And here this morning, we are going to be talking about the new Four Points by Sheraton that is opening up right at Interstate 8 and Avenue 3E. And this morning we have here with us, we have Jell Lemon, the new GM of Four Points at Sheraton. Good morning, Jell.
Good morning, Kimberly.
I caught her off guard because she's like, I'm not talking. You're in here with a headset and microphone. You're talking. And then we also have Susan Stendlin, GM of Boston's Gourmet Pizza and Sports Bar, the restaurant that's going to be inside the hotel.
Good morning. We'll make you a fan.
Awesome. And then we also hopefully have Jeff Provotion, COO of PR Normandale Hotels. Jeff, are you there?
I am. Good morning, Kimberly.
Perfect. Jeff is not in the studio. He's joining us on the phone. You're still up in the cold north, aren't you?
I am, yes. Unfortunately, not in sunny Yuma today, but certainly glad to join you remotely here.
So, Jeff, if you could you start us out a little bit with... you have multiple hotels here in Yuma. I've actually stayed in one. It was lovely. My whole first month here was in one of them. And so can you tell us a little about what brought PR Normandale Hotels to Yuma?
Well, I think you hit on it right off the bat, is that we're kind of based in a little colder area of the country, and our biggest... thing was wanting to come somewhere a little bit warmer, a little bit sunnier, and we made our way to Yuma, where we developed our first hotel, the Holiday Inn, back in 2004, and have been happy to be a big part of the community since. Opened that one in 2005, went on to build the Holiday Inn Express in 2007, and the Candlewood Suites also in 2007, and had been waiting to see what else we could do on that land down by the Express in the Candlewood. So that's where we are today.
Perfect. And so what, you know, all the other properties have been IHG hotels. I'm very familiar. I've traveled. I've been to all 50 states, stayed in a lot of hotels, have a lot of, belong to a lot of hotel programs. But Four Points by Sheraton is actually part of the Marriott family of hotels. Is there a reason that you've decided to go with Marriott for your newest property?
Yeah, well, we wanted to do something from a full-service perspective. Again, you know, our Holiday Inn, full-service restaurant up there on 18th Street, up on Hotel Hill, is a full-service hotel that has, you know, a really great concept in burger theory for a restaurant. And we thought that down by 3E, we also needed to provide a hotel with a restaurant. And obviously, there's nothing in town right now in terms of Marriott that offers that sort of offering. And so we went with Marriott and are going with this really amazing restaurant concept in that hotel.
Speaking of amazing restaurant concepts, I'm going to give you a little plug here. So my husband kind of considers himself a burger connoisseur. And so we've been trying all the burger joints, and according to him, and now, you know, keep in mind that his opinions are his own too, although I love the burgers there, but my husband swears up and down that Burger Theory has the best burgers in Yuma. And I shouldn't say that because we have some really amazing burger places that I like too, but that's what he tells everybody.
Yeah, no, like I said, we're really excited to have brought that to town last year when we totally gutted and renovated the entire Holiday Inn and put in this whole new restaurant concept. And like I said, it's an upscale boutique burger bar. We were just getting ready to launch it to the greater Yuma area and start marketing it and making it Yuma's new favorite place to go for burgers. And then COVID hit, so we've kind of been operating with our reduced seating and whatnot. But, yeah, I would encourage anybody, if they want the best burger in town, that's the place to get it. And I'm not trying to sound biased here, but that's the way I feel.
I wish you'd have seen his face. So the first two restaurants I took him to in town were Brewers in the Airport and then Burger Theory in the hotel. He's like, okay, so why do you keep taking me to all these places? I said, we've got amazing restaurants in Yuma, and we're used to the restaurants inside hotels not being anything distinct. It's kind of like, okay, yeah, it's a good place to eat if you happen to be staying in the hotel, but not somewhere I would necessarily go if I lived in the town and go there. And Burger Theory completely changed our minds on that.
Yeah. No, like I said, we were really excited to have brought that to town. It's a burger where you could use way too many napkins because it absolutely could end up dripping down your chin by the end of it. But it's awesome that we have this amazing burger experience at the Holiday Inn. And now we're bringing this amazing gourmet pizza and sports bar and wings and brew sort of house sports bar with Boston to Yuma as well. So very excited.
So can you tell me a little bit more about Boston's? I mean, I got you started on food as opposed to the hotel. You can tell where my mind is this morning. I was already asking. So the menu, we've talked about wings and pizza, but it actually has a pretty extensive menu, it sounds like.
Yeah, no, it is absolutely incredible or insane, actually, what we're going to be doing there. I think we're upwards of 100 menu items, and so there's something for everybody. Big emphasis on the sports bar piece with wings and a wide variety of beers and whatnot. But the actual menu also very much rooted in family style dining and casual dining. We've got everything from ribs, chicken, and steak, different pastas, wide variety of appetizers, but primarily best known for pizza as well, and just some really unique kinds of pizza that are going to be brought to the Yuma market. So.
And now, I love Boston. Is there something that made you decide that Boston was the theme of this restaurant?
Well, I would like to think we were taking credit for this amazing concept, but in reality, it is a franchise, and this is very unique that it's actually going to be situated inside a hotel building, because the vast majority of their properties throughout the country and throughout North America are standalone, freestanding restaurants. So the company is Boston's Gourmet Pizza Restaurant and Sports Bar, and there's basically, I think, well over 400 of them throughout North America. They're kind of rooted up in Canada, but they've made some huge inroads into the United States and into Mexico recently, and it's a brand that you're going to just see continue to grow and grow, not only in the Southwest United States, but all through the U.S. as well.
That's awesome. I mean, my mouth is starting to water. It's only 8:15 in the morning here.
you and me both.
With that, we need to take our first break. We will be right back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Remember when you were a kid on Christmas, opening that toy? That's how I feel when I open my York heat pumps, traditional or two-stage. And they are so pretty on your roof. With easy financing on approved credit and Yuma's best warranties, York heat pumps, so hot you'll want to service your own AC this summer. Visit me on acyuma.com or call us at 329-7384.
Give Air Central a call or just log on to azyuma.com.
Shop local, eat local, spend local, enjoy local. Studies show nearly 70 cents of every dollar spent locally stay local, supporting local programs. Plus, the tax revenue repairs our roads and pays for our schools and emergency services. Now it can do even more. With the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce Enjoy Local campaign, you can win $100 for supporting local businesses. Just upload your receipt from any participating business to localyuma.com. So start shopping, start enjoying, and start winning today. Upload your receipts now to localyuma.com.
At H&R Block, tax time means max refund time. And with Virtual Tax Prep, our experts can help you get your refund from home, staying in your sweatpants. Just snap some pics of your docs and a tax pro does the work. Your maximum refund is guaranteed, or your money back. Virtual Tax Prep, one of the many ways Block has your back.
All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund.
So when you need a hand with your taxes, H&R Block is here for you. Drop off your taxes today at their offices in Yuma, the Foothills, or San Luis, and let their experienced tax professionals help get your taxes won.
Back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I am Kimberly Kale, Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And Chamber Chatter, as always, is being brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. And this morning, we are talking about the new 4.5 Sheraton that's going to be opening. It's coming up pretty quick, April 26th. The restaurant will be opening, and April 27th, the hotel will be opening. And we are here this morning. We've been speaking with Jeff Provotion, the COO of PR Normandale Hotels. So, Jeff, with the opening coming so quick, I am sure that you need to be hiring a lot of people here in the very near future.
Yeah, no, I am so excited at what the next couple weeks are going to bring and how many great people we're going to bring back into the fold, into the hospitality industry. We've been operating down there with the Holiday Inn and Holiday Inn Express and the Candlewood Suites, and I think we're upwards of, 280 people throughout our organization. And now with the opening of this Four Points and Boston, I think we're looking for, upwards of another 100 to 120 people that it's going to take to bring this amazing building to life. And as you and I both know, you can build the nicest building in all of the country, but if you don't have the right people working it, it's going to fall flat. So we're definitely looking right now for some amazing talent to come help us with this brand new hotel and restaurant, and we're going to be starting that search this Friday.
Yes, I've heard that you are doing a joint or a job fair through Arizona at Work. Is that correct?
Yeah, so it's a job fair that we're holding on Friday at 9 o'clock, and it is going to be to find all of our frontline people that we need, as well as some of our supervisors, managers. For both the hotel and the new Boston's restaurant.
Can you give us an idea what does that look like? I mean, I've stayed in a lot of hotels, so I know what all goes in. I mean, I have a little idea of it. My husband used to work for a hotel as well. But can you give us an idea of what some of the positions you're looking for and what you'd kind of be looking for in people that were coming to the job fair?
Yeah, well, we're looking for people with basically amazing attitudes, amazing personalities. What we're doing there is just creating an energy and a experience for our guests that is going to be, hasn't been seen in Yuma to date. And we're looking to find the people that we can build this team around. So yes, we're looking for people with experience, but that's not the be end and end all. We're looking for people that are really excited to come to work every day, that want to be part of something from the ground floor, and really look to bring this new hotel and restaurant to life.
Well, sitting here in the studio this morning with Del and Susan, I can tell you, I'm like, you're going to have some amazing people to keep up with them.
Yeah, no, they are certainly supple firecrackers, those two. So we've got some great leadership and team, great leadership already, not just Jill and Susan that are serving as the general managers of the respective hotel and restaurant. We've got some amazing managers and supervisors as well that have already come on board, either from our existing hotels or from other restaurants here in town. But like I said, there's just so much more opportunity available for anybody else who wants to come and be a part of it.
Right, and I agree with you. The people that work there make such a difference. I mean, as I mentioned, I stayed in the Candlewood my first month here in Yuma. And thanks, Jill. She's laughing at me. You can't see her, but she's laughing. I stayed there, and the people there were so amazing. I mean, they truly went above and beyond, and it was, I literally, Jill knows that after I checked out, I came back around Halloween and took them a bucket of Halloween candy because I just wanted them to know how appreciative I was of how welcome I felt. And if I needed anything, I mean, literally all I had to do was call the front desk and I had whatever I needed. It was a really great experience. And I'm sure this new hotel will be the same.
Yeah, I know, like I said, rooted with the Candlewood. Jill's excited to move over from that property. We love our Candlewood guests. You know, we have people that have stayed there for upwards of two and a half years, basically extended stay accommodation there. And Jill has done obviously an amazing job over there for the last 7 years, and now she's really looking to make a change to help us get this new hotel off the ground.
Perfect. So what can you tell us a little bit more about what the PR Normandale, what's their background? I mean, because I know of these four hotels in Yuma, but you have properties all over.
We do, yeah. So we're just franchisees of Holiday Inns and Marriott Hotels and a few others. And we're really excited when the opportunity came about to bring these hotels to Yuma, and have been loving it since we came there first in 2004.
And so you're based out of Canada.
Yeah, we have a number of hotels up here, mostly Western Canada, so are very familiar with the snowbirds that typically come down to Yuma.
Typically. This year's looked a little different.
Yeah, this year there's a few less of those funny-looking license plates driving around Yuma, but I have no doubt that the way things are rolling out in terms of vaccine in Canada and, of course, in the U.S. as well and Arizona, that we're well on our way to recovery and looking forward to this light at the end of the tunnel when we can all feel comfortable traveling around the country again and sitting down in restaurants and not seeing 50% capacities and 6 feet apart, and actually getting back to what we love doing best, and that's spending time with family and friends and having a nice evening out.
So speaking of which, what have you changed at your properties, you know, with COVID? I mean, as far as, like, I mean, I stayed there, so I saw the different cleanliness factors and things that were put in place. But what can you tell us more about the safety of the hotels that you've put in over the past year?
Yeah, well, it's been really quite an extensive program. As you can imagine, if you're associated with the largest hotel companies in the world, and these largest franchise restaurants in the country or in North America, that they'd have the absolute highest and strongest protocols when it comes to cleanliness, sanitation, and we couldn't be more proud of our teams and how they've rolled all of this out in all of our properties. Of course, a lot of the stuff that you see in a lot of other businesses, whether it's the plexiglass, all of the other PPE that people have to wear with masks and ongoing sanitation and hand cleaning, that's all kind of standard. But the things that we're doing inside of the rooms and the hotels with electrostatic sprayers and just our cleaning protocols are just over and above. And like I said, it's all driven by the fact of being operated and provided all of this from the franchisor that wants to ensure that wherever you go across the country, wherever you go across the world, that when you stay at a Sheraton property or a Holiday Inn property, that everybody's going to be safe and secure and staying healthy. That's our primary concern.
So with that in mind, I mean, all of this kind of happened while this hotel was under construction. Did that change anything in when you were constructing this new hotel?
Yeah, well, there's been aspects of it that have experienced some delays and a few things have taken a little longer than what we had hoped. Obviously, when you're building a hotel of that size, there's a lot of people involved. I think on any given day, we have upwards of 70 to 90 trades on site building the hotel and finishing it right now. And yes, when one of those guys have a cough or a sneeze, everybody looks at each other. And
don't we do that all over now? Can't go into a grocery store, you're afraid to cough.
No, exactly, and that's what happened on site too. So, and when that happens, is that we have to take the required safety measures, and sometimes people are getting sent home, and sometimes their entire crew has had to be sent home. But the bottom line is that we've also just worked really hard to persevere through this, because we know that when it's done and when people are feeling well enough to travel again, and I'm really confident by July the 4th, people are going to be going zigzagging back across the country again more than ever. There's going to be a lot of pent-up demand for things like hotels and restaurants. And when that time comes, we're going to be ready for them, because we did persevere during the entire pandemic and kept our eye on the ball, kept our focus, and went ahead with building and preparing everything for when things get better.
Well, perfect. And with that, we need to take another break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Be sure to listen for the border reports each morning for information on border crossing wait times. And the traffic reports each afternoon, Monday through Friday, you'll receive up-to-date road closures and restrictions due to construction or road repairs. Get the information you need with the Border Crossing and Road Reports, brought to you by RV World, serving Yuma since 1966, located on Gila Ridge Road. Exit Interstate 8 at Araby Road, then west on Gila Ridge about a quarter mile. RV World.
Grown-ups devise a plan and follow it. Children do what feels good. Take responsibility for your family's future and get your estate in order. Call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen, attorneys at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a consultation today. Visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Listen to Sean Hannity weekdays from noon to 3 right here on 560 AM KBLU. Sean Hannity is brought to you by Liberty Motorsports on Arizona Avenue for all the best motorsports products in the industry, plus your service needs since 1981.
Back on Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU, brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. I am Kimberly Kale, Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And this morning, I have a couple of announcements. One, I hope that you'll join us tomorrow morning on the Chamber's Facebook page. We are going to have Good Morning Yuma. It's a fun program tomorrow because we are doing our Chamber Awards. We weren't able to have our annual dinner in January. And so we just want to recognize a few people that have gone above and beyond at the Chamber. We also are going to have Bingo and Beer again on March 24th, so join us for that at 5:30 p.m. We will be doing a lunch and learn, and we are also planning another joint program with Arizona Retail Works on employee recruitment and retention during the pandemic. So we have quite a few things coming up, but be sure to go on our Facebook page tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., join us for I'm going to be giving a state of the chamber, so sorry, you're going to have to listen to me talk a little bit more. But also the awards, and we, it's been really fun giving the people who, some of the people who have won the awards know it, but we've been basically just surprising them. Either bring them into the office under false pretenses or something else. So you're going to actually see their real reactions when they receive their awards, and it's actually been a lot of fun this week doing that. So this morning, though, we are here talking about the new Four Points by Sheraton that's going to be opening up on Avenue 3E on the 8th. And we are here this morning, and I'm going to put your girls back on the spot. So Jell Lemon, the new GM of the hotel. Good morning, Jell.
Good morning.
She's like, no, I'm here for moral support, I'm going to be honest. And then we are also here with Susan Stensland, the GM of the Boston's Gourmet Pizza and Sports Bar.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Jeff Kravoshan, COO of PR Normandale Hotels, is joining us on the phone.
Hello.
Good morning. Good. I'm glad you're still here. So, you know, running the Chamber of Commerce, one of the things that I am going to be very interested in is the convention space and the meeting space, because clearly, being a local, we have a lot of events, and so I'm guessing it's going to be great. Yes?
Yeah, like, when we first started out with this, you know, we didn't know what exactly the shape and the form that this new hotel was going to take exactly. So, you know, we obviously had this full-service Holiday Inn down there. We had this select-service bed and breakfast Holiday Inn Express down there. And then we have the extended-stay apartment-style hotel in the Candlewood down there. And what didn't we have? So we thought, what's the next thing that we could bring to Yuma that would really just, you know, continue to put Yuma on the map and provide a great facility for the people of Yuma. So what we did in this Four Points by Sheraton, you're right, you touched on it. We put a 7,000 square foot convention center on it as well, of which the restaurant and the catering department will service. This is going to be a facility that can, you know, do weddings and events upwards of, you know, 450 people in it. It's absolutely beautiful space that overlooks the amazing lettuce field. It's got a pre-function trade show space associated with it. It's got a deck that you can go stand on for your breaks in between your meetings. Just some amazing space that we've put onto this hotel.
That's perfect. So Jeff, I mean, you've clearly been to Yuma a number of times, I'm assuming. Have you been here, I'm sure, recently, all the time?
Yeah, I consider myself half resident of Yuma.
That's awesome. So I am sure that you've kind of seen, humans are, it's a pretty tight-knit community. And I have experienced that humans love to know the people that they're doing business with. Jell is very active in our chamber. She's actually an ambassador. And so we've gotten to know her, you know, over the years. And I'm sure we'll be seeing a lot more of Susan. What can you tell us about yourself? Because I know that the listeners are going to want to know who you are and your background a little bit, just to kind of, this is kind of your opportunity to say, hey, this is who I am. And, This is why PR Normandale is so great.
Yeah, well, thank you. I've had a chance to get to know so many wonderful people over the years. Like I said, I've been coming down there since 2004. It was basically 1 year ago, I think it was Thursday, March 12th, 2020, that I was at a Good Morning Yuma Chamber event over at Pivot Point. And we were there basically announcing what was happening with this new Four Points. There was so much positivity around it, so much energy. We were so excited to be announcing. We had everybody from the Holiday Inn and the Express and the Candlewood there. And that was, I think, like 7 in the morning. And right then is when everything changed within the next couple hours. I think by the time I got back to my hotel room, they had announced that the air show had been canceled, and that everything relative to COVID was starting to take hold in the United States. So, you know, my background is that, yes, I started as a general manager of a Holiday Inn Express, a small little property 20 years ago, and then just continued to grow with our company. And as we developed more hotels and came into the U.S., particularly Yuma, just have really enjoyed being a part of this industry and the world of franchise hotels and what it means every day to serve people and to take care of people to the best that we can, whether it's the rooms that we're providing them or the food that we're serving, just forming relationships, and it's just been a heck of a ride over the last 20 years. So.
And so what made you do this? Clearly it sounds very rewarding to you. I mean, I can tell in your voice, I can't see you, but I can tell in your voice that this is something you enjoy doing. What keeps you going?
There again, I think it's just that heart for service and wanting to have an amazing facility, amazing product to give to people that are walking into your hotel, and whether it's that weary corporate traveler or that family that's coming to a softball or baseball tournament at the PAC, it's just so rewarding to see the kind of people that are traveling and all of their stories. It's been an amazing journey. As like I said, we've come down into Yuma. The Holiday Inn, like I said, we started in 2000, probably late 2003 when we broke ground with that, and then opened it in 2005. At that time, we didn't even know that Yuma Palms, the entire shopping and restaurant entertainment district, was even on the docket. We were coming down there just to build a Holiday Inn and didn't even know that, like I said, a lot of these other things were going to be coming to Yuma. And it's just been an amazing journey to see how the city has grown and flourished over the last 15 years particularly. And we're really excited for what the next 15 years and beyond holds as well. So
with that, I know that Jill mentioned something to me about the Holiday Inn and Holiday Inn Express are having renovations, or actually they were renovated. I got to see it right after.
Yeah, no, and here again, I think this just shows our commitment to the community, and what we're looking to do there is that, you know, all of our hotels will be undergoing huge facelifts, and we're not just talking about little fix-ups here and there. We basically took both the Holiday Inn and the Holiday Inn Express down to their studs, to drywall, started moving walls around and everything. And so we went through a very extensive renovation in the full-service Holiday Inn in 2019, where we redid absolutely everything from a new exterior paint job to all of the guest rooms and to this Burger Theory restaurant that we just opened up in January of 2020. From there, once our crews were done at the Holiday Inn, they all moved over to the Holiday Inn Express. Same thing, absolutely gutted that hotel. Started all fresh with carpets and wallpaper, all new furnishings, whole new exterior, as you've seen. And so our goal here is then we're going to get the Four Points open, and our crews are there obviously working feverishly to get this complete, at which time we'll then move over to the Candlewood and look at renovating that one as well. So at the end of the day, Kimberly, the goal here is to have just shy of 450 hotel rooms in Yuma, the most of any other company, obviously, that are all not only great place to stay, but they're going to be brand new hotels. Like, you can stay in any one of our places right now, and you're not going to be able to say, oh, this thing looks old, or why is that one nicer? All four of them are going to be brand new hotels, full-service hotels, select-service with breakfast hotels,
extended stay hotels, conference hotels, resort-style hotels, actually, with that 4 points that we need to talk about. So we feel like we've got all of the bases covered when it comes to travelers coming to Yuma, Arizona.
Perfect. And so, Susan, I'm going to kind of ask you the same question that I asked Steph. So, you know, people, I've discovered that everybody likes to know. I kind of put myself out there. People now know, you know, a lot of people have met my husband, know I have a kid, you know, whatever. So tell us a little bit more about yourself and what brought you to Boston's Gourmet Pizza and Sports Bar.
Nice. Thank you. So I'm excited to be in Yuma. We've been coming down as winter travelers to Yuma for many years. We have family that do the same. And found a home in Yuma. I mean, it's really hard to beat. I'm from Iowa.
Okay, well, I'm from Northern Illinois, so I get it.
Okay. So it's really hard to beat the sunshine and the weather here in Yuma. And, you know, with the 4 points by Sheridan, the Marriott product, and the Boston's Pizza, gourmet pizza restaurant and sports bar, what is just such a great combination. Been in the hospitality industry all of my adult life. And this is just what I'll say about PR Normandale Hotels is that they really have a knack for understanding the community and putting forth what it needs. And these two concepts together are going to be fantastic, really fantastic. The energy of the Boston's brand, I mean, their tagline is, "We'll make you a fan." Because they truly are. It's a family-oriented restaurant. But it also, if you want to watch sports, whether it's local or national or regional, it will be on. We'll have 24 TVs throughout the restaurant and just the energy. So we hope our goal is to create fun for our associates and also for the guests.
So will there be a green monster?
Well, you know, we do have the fishbowl drink.
Okay.
So I hope you'll come in and join us for a fishbowl.
Perfect. And Jill, you know, we just have a couple minutes left before our next break. But what, I mean, I've gotten to know you clearly, okay, but tell us a little bit what brought you here.
Well, I'm actually originally from the Philippines. Mm-hmm. I immigrated here in the United States back in 1994. I must say I had to follow my husband. He was born and raised here in Yuma. Actually, that's why we are here. We used to live in California for 4.5 years, but we decided to move back here because we wanted to be with the family during, you know, when we first got married. So we were in San Diego, and we decided to move back here. And before actually moving here in Yuma, I was working in a hospitality business. I was with Starwood.
Okay.
I used to work for Sheraton for about 2 years. And when we moved back here to Yuma, then there was an opportunity for me. Then I started working for Sunridge Hotel Group, and they used to own the 3 Marriott hotels here in Yuma. I was one of the pioneers from the Fairfield Inn by Marriott. We opened that property, and then I was part of the Town Place Suites from Breaking Ground.
Mm-hmm.
So I worked with the Marriott for about 13 years, and then back in 2013, I had the opportunity to be part of PR Normandale Hotels, which I remember when I was interviewed by Jeff. It was pretty awesome, though. He didn't make me nervous.
Okay. Perfect. Unfortunately, with that, we have to take another break. I'm going to put you on pause real quick. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Hope lives here in California.
but during these challenging times, we could all use a little extra support. Visit calhope.org for free COVID-19 emotional support resources or call our warm line at 1-833-317-4673.
Be sure to listen to 560 KBLU every Friday morning from 8 to 9 for Money Talk, bringing you the latest information and changes in the world of finances. Brought to you by the partnerships of Academy Mortgage and Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management.
Want a great deal on a new Ford? You can count on Bill Alexander Ford in Yuma, where we'll beat any Ford dealer's lowest price or give you $1,000. At Bill Alexander Ford, our knowledgeable, friendly sales staff will help you find a vehicle that's perfect for your lifestyle and deliver a relaxed shopping experience, free from the high-pressure sales tactics you may find elsewhere. Visit us today at 801 East 32nd Street in Yuma or online at BillAlexanderFord.com. Bill Alexander Ford, difference you can count on.
Shop local, eat local, spend local, enjoy local. Studies show nearly 70 cents of every dollar spent locally stay local, supporting local programs. Plus, the tax revenue repairs our roads and pays for our schools and emergency services. Now it can do even more. With the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce Enjoy Local campaign, you can win $100 for supporting local businesses. Just upload your receipt from any participating business to localyuma.com. So start shopping, start enjoying, and start winning today. Upload your receipts now to localyuma.com.
We get up every morning from the long park morning, take the 8:15 into the city. There's a whistle up for Baba, people pushing, people shoving.
And we are back on Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. It's brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. And I'm Kimberly Kale, Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And we are here this morning, again, talking about the Four Points by Sheraton that will be opening April. The Boston restaurant inside will be opening April 26th, and the hotel itself will actually be opening April 27th. We are here this morning with Jill Lemon, GM of the hotel. Good morning,
Hello.
Jill.
Good morning.
Good morning. I didn't catch you off guard this time. We got
no.
And Susan Stenslin, the GM of Boston's Gourmet Pizza and Sports Bar.
Good morning.
And Jeff Provoshin, the COO of PR Normandale Hotels. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. So happy to be here.
I bet you really wish you were here. It's probably a little cold up there.
It is. Like I said, Yuma is the place to be, and I'm looking forward. I'll be back down next week again, so I'm really excited to get back to Yuma.
I love Yuma. My family's still back. I kind of understand Susan when she said I'm from Iowa, and I'm from Northern Illinois, and I'm thinking of that white stuff that's on the ground this time of year, and I realize it's starting to warm up, but yeah, when I looked at my car yesterday and said 72 degrees, I was like, okay, this is great.
Mm-hmm. No, exactly. So lucky for everybody who gets to live there, for sure.
So real quick in this last segment, now we're going to have people that are lucky to come. I mean, they're already lucky to have the hotels we have here, but they're going to have one more to choose from so that when they come visit. You kind of talked about it being from resort style. What can you tell me about the full amenities of the new Four Points?
So like I said, this is our vision or our goal to try to bring a hotel to Yuma that isn't just another four-story wood-frame stucco box. Like I said, we've done the full service thing, we've done the select service thing, we've done the extended stay thing with the Candlewood, and now so happy to bring this full service conference center and, in essence, a resort style hotel to Yuma. And it's really probably driven by the fact that we've got this amazing restaurant concept that's going to have not only the sports bar and the family style dining and just such an incredible decor and interior that's going in there. But it leads onto a patio, which then also leads into our swimming pool area, which is out the front side of the hotel. So once people see it, they're going to know what I'm talking about. But this is probably as close to a resort-style pool as you're going to find anywhere in Yuma. It's a giant L-shaped pool. It has an area where there's loungers actually sitting in the pool. And then we have, I think, over 6,000 square feet of pool deck, which is going to have all sorts of seating. It's got daybed cabanas. It's got other cabanas that have televisions in them. It's got loungers and umbrellas all around it. But what really makes this cool is it's sort of this alive and fun space where if you're not just in the pool, there's like a bocce court, there's a cornhole, beanbag toss, a couple of those will be set up, a giant Jenga, giant Connect Four, just a spike ball area. Yeah, so just a whole bunch of sort of lively area for people that are staying in the hotel to be able to come out and socialize, grab a big old fishbowl drink at Boston's, and really, really enjoy all of the amenities of the hotel.
I'm going to have to stay there just so I can get a day pass, essentially, right?
Yeah, you know what? Like I said, this is probably as close as Yuma's going to see to like a Vegas-style day club. We're going to have the music playing, and we're going to have the food and drink served out there, and just an amazing area to sit around and enjoy the Yuma sunshine.
So, you know, being a local and probably not going to stay in a hotel really often, I'm excited about the new meeting space, clearly, but, I mean, maybe it's because I missed breakfast this morning, but I'm going to take us back to Boston, if that's okay. I'm just going to make myself even hungrier. And so we kind of talked about the sports bar concept, but I want to really go into the fact that it's a scratch kitchen.
One of the really interesting things that I got a chance to see in the last couple of weeks was Susan and her team were sent to Dallas, where Boston's gourmet pizza and restaurant sports bar headquarters is, and they've been in training the last 3 or 4 weeks. They luckily got to arrive just as the big snowfall hit Texas. That's a whole other story for another time. But some of the pictures that were coming back from them over that test kitchen in Dallas was them making the dough from scratch, kneading the dough, like all of your pizza crust, like you said, it's from scratch. So this isn't just some frozen pizza, everything's delivered out of a box over the back of a truck. This is very much from scratch. And amazing healthy ingredients that make this just a cut above when it comes to this family style restaurant and sports bar.
So Susan, I'm curious, were you elbow deep in white stuff like flour as opposed to being also clearly knee deep in snow?
Yes, as Jeff alluded, that's a story for another time. But it was amazing. You know, I had experienced Boston's gourmet pizza restaurant and sports bar in Colorado, and as just a regular guest. So going there for the 3-week training, I got to take my leadership team mm-hmm. here from Yuma, and we learned that everything is made from scratch. So my favorite thing on the menu is the avocado, spinach dip that we make, and it is completely from scratch. We have all kinds of pastas where we're making our primadora sauce and Alfredo sauce. It's all from scratch. So it's a lot of work, but you'll be guaranteed that everything is fresh, and it just has such flavor. So we're really excited to roll out the menu and encourage everyone to kind of watch us as we grow as a team and experience these wonderful pizzas. Like Jeff said, the pizza dough is made fresh daily. It has to proof for 24 hours, so it gets that perfect pebbling on the bottom. So again, it's just homemade, it's fresh.
So clearly your favorite dish is the spinach dip?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's so amazing? I mean, I see I'm starving right now, so I'm living vicariously. If I was going to go there, what would my perfect meal be?
Oh, my. So you have to start with the starters. Well, maybe one of those fishbowl cocktails first.
Okay, so how big is a fishbowl cocktail? I mean, I'm familiar with the ones I've seen in Boston itself. So tell me,
So if you can imagine a goldfish in a fishbowl,
okay. That's what you got.
So in other words, I need to share that with a couple of my friends probably.
Yeah. Yeah. They're awesome. So we have lots of signature cocktails that we'll be rolling out to the community. We'll also be doing some microbrews. So interested in showing you, we'll probably showcase some Prison Hill local favorite things there as well. So looking forward to that. The appetizer menu, again, it's very robust. I mean, the idea of being a sports bar and family-oriented, there are, you know, the team platters with, you know, pepperoni twist spreads and wings and cheese curds and all those fun things that we like when we are able to go out and finally connect with our family and friends to cheer on our local teams. But then as well, we've got some fantastic wines. The spinach dip, as I said, I mean, it's made fresh. It's fresh garlic and olive oil and our homemade Alfredo sauce. It's just so wonderful.
And I heard about whiskey cake.
Oh, yeah. Yep, that's one of our signature desserts. It's pretty fantastic. And, again, pretty much something for everyone. The salads, you know, Caesar salads, Cobb salad, a Santa Fe salad. We've got nachos. We've got pizza. Again, all of the gourmet pizzas. Really a twist that I think our Yuma, you know, friends will enjoy with the pizzas.
I'm like, you're just making me hungry this morning. That's the hard part about it. And now I can't wait to go take a dip in that pool this summer. I think I'm going to love it. I'm going to be one of the first guests just so I can come check all the amenities out.
I'm hoping Jeff will let me use one of those cabanas as my office. That would be fantastic.
Oh, well, Jeff, you heard that, right? How about my office? We can relocate the chamber there for a day, right?
Yeah, for sure. So start doing the radio show from there. I think we're going to be taking Fishbowl Friday up to a whole nother level with what's happening there.
So. I'm like, oh, gracious, I'm just thinking about it. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to bring a couple of friends for my first visit so that we can experience the fishbowl right away.
So as we get closer to opening, the Boston's training team from the corporate will be coming to Yuma. And they come 2 weeks prior to opening, and we'll actually be able to do some dress rehearsals prior to opening, and that's when we'll be able to invite some, you know, chamber folks and some of our loyal customers throughout the community to kind of get a sneak peek of what the menu will be like. So we're looking forward to that.
You know, being a chamber, that really has some perks, I have to tell you. You know, you get to go try out stuff first. and of course, staying at Candlewood was amazing, and that wasn't a chamber exec perk. That was just, you know, I don't even know that the staff knew it was a chamber exec. They just treated me amazing because they treat everybody amazing.
It was a pleasure, Kim. Of course. And Kim, we would like to take the opportunity as well to thank the Arizona Network for collaborating with us. And I'd like to mention once again the hiring event, which will happen on a Friday, and it will be held at the Martin Luther King.
Youth Center.
Mm-hmm.
On 3rd Street.
And that is on 3rd Street, and the address is 300 South 13th Avenue. And I'd like to thank Mariana Martinez and Moises Pimentel, and of course our HR manager Rochelle for putting this all together. So we're really excited.
Perfect. And so just a reminder, there is a job fair at Martin Luther King on Friday. It starts at 9:00.
That is correct.
And then Boston's will be opening April 26th. The hotel will be opening April 27th. And I want to thank you, Jeff and Susan and Jill, for speaking to us this morning. That's all the time we have. You've been listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.